Hey, this is John Workman, host of Stuff Electricians Should Know, the podcast, as well as creator of electricianslibrary.com. Now, if you've followed me for any amount of time, you know that we've done over 100 episodes of Stuff Electricians Should Know. And before this, we had a podcast called The Weekly Buzz, where we recorded over 30 episodes of that as well. And they are 100% free, and we'll continue to make these 100% free. I love doing them, love putting them together, giving you this free educational resource to help you out. Now, to help keep this free, I've decided to write a book called Rules for Electricians. And this is the first volume in a 3-volume set of rules for electricians, rules that you should know to help yourself be better each and every single day in this amazing trade that you're involved in. So you can head over to www.rulesforelectricians.com and you can check it out, give you a brief explanation of the rules that you're going to find in the book and how they can help you. And by you supporting this book, you will help to support this podcast and the other resources that we have to keep them free for anybody who wants to learn and better themselves in the trade. So head over to rulesforelectricians.com, check it out, and show us a little love and get your copy today. Welcome to Stuff Electricians Should Know, where I bring you bite-sized bits of useful information, usually in the form of an answer to a question that every electrician should know. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, John Workman. And before we get started, I just wanted to tell you about SESK University. That's Stuff Electricians Should Know University. Now, this is something special that we've been putting together for you, the electrician, that has become a premium training resource. Now, what is it? First of all, it's not just a newsletter. This is an interactive booklet that comes to you in physical form every single month. And what do I mean by interactive? I mean there are QR codes that pull up videos, that pull up audio, that pull up downloads, worksheets, you name it, we've had it on there. And this comes every single month to your doorstep. Now, something special is happening in the month of July. Beginning in July, there will be a video masterclass that will join the SESKU booklet for even more in-depth training on the month's subject. So it's not something you're going to want to miss. Head over to sesk-u.com and you can learn more about it. That's sesk-u.com. And make sure you sign up today so that you don't miss out on all the great training that is coming in the future. All right, so welcome to part 3 of 4 of our 4-part series on VFDs. Now, we've already covered what a VFD is and how they actually work. And if you missed those, then you can go back and listen to episodes 94 and 95. But in today's episode, we'll go ahead and build on those two episodes and talk about when you actually need to use a VFD. So there are three things that are going to help you to know when you can use a VFD. So the first one is that there needs to be a need to reduce energy consumption and energy costs. Now, I'm not going to get deep into this one now because that is going to be the subject of next week's episode, actually. So for now, just know that that's a major reason to use a VFD, is to reduce energy consumption and reduce energy costs. Now, the second thing is that a VFD will help provide greater production through efficiency and better process control. Now, your motors, you know, they're most efficient and they'll have less mistakes and production levels will increase if you're going to use a VFD. Now this typically generates more revenue if you're more efficient, or it can cut costs. You might not completely understand that right now, but think about a conveyor belt for just a second. If it's jerky on starts and stops, it could really mess things up. that could end up costing you time, could end up costing you money. It really lowers the efficiency of the process. So these VFDs can really help the production and efficiency of your process controls. And lastly, the third thing is that VFDs will extend equipment life and they cut down on maintenance. Now, no one likes to have to replace equipment on a regular basis or even have to spend time or money having equipment down for repair. So using a VFD helps equipment last longer. It reduces downtime because the VFD will keep the motor running at its optimal speed. And one of the biggest benefits of having a VFD, you know, optimally control the motor's frequency and voltage is that the VFD will offer better protection from issues like, you know, electrothermal overloads. It gives phase protection. It prevents undervoltage and overvoltage. So those are a few great reasons why you need to use a VFD. Now, another thing that is when you start a motor under load with a VFD, you're not going to subject the motor or the driven load to the instant shock of a cross line starting, but it can start smoothly, which is going to help eliminate, you know, belt, gear and bearing wear. So this, you know, this goes along with that point number three of helping with the equipment life. So this is just, it's a great way to reduce or eliminate wear and tear. So that you can have smooth acceleration and deceleration cycles. So remember that VFDs can be used in a very wide range of applications. There's kind of a general rule when it comes to VFDs though. Use them when the motor is being controlled, requires full torque, low speeds. So here are just a few examples where you might use that. Irrigation, dairy, pumps, lift hoists, conveyor assemblies. So those are just a few examples of where the VFDs might fall. So hopefully those three areas help you understand a little bit more about VFDs, where you can use VFDs. And just remember that the July issue of SESKU is going to cover VFDs in much more depth. And I'm also excited to announce to you that there's going to be a video masterclass about VFDs that's going to go along with the July issue. So you're not going to want to miss out on this great opportunity to not only get the masterclass journal, which SESKU is now becoming a masterclass journal, but you're also going to get the masterclass video that goes along with the lesson this month. So head over to SESK-U.com and make sure and become a member today so that you can get these cool trainings that are just right around the corner. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning into this week's episode of the Stuff Electricians Should Know podcast, the one and only podcast that is truly trying to give you the tools that you need to become the best electrician that you can be. Not just an electrician, but the electrician. So make sure that you go and share this episode with a friend, coworker, colleague, or anyone that you think can benefit. And until next time, I hope you stay happy. I hope you stay healthy. But most of all, I hope you stay grounded. We'll be right back.